Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. It is Wednesday. Midway through this week. We'll be live here in the next 4 hours on this 22nd day of April 2009. And we've got Judge Napolitano, who was going to be on with us last week and had to reschedule. He's scheduled coming up in the last hour today, so that gives us plenty of time to take a lot of phone calls because I love all the different angles and directions and places that listeners take us here. And so any issue we're going to cover, I would love to get your take on that. Things happening in your local news. That's why I really like taking phone calls, because they'll say, did you see this in Albuquerque, New Mexico, or do you see this in Louisville, Kentucky, or do you see this article in New York, New York, or you see this article about martial law in Schenectady, New York, where they say they're going to put regular army on the streets, or, hey, Alex, they're announcing armies running checkpoints, and the governor said no, but the army doesn't care. Here's the newspaper article. I want to know what's going on in your area, but I do want it short and sweet so we can get to the next caller. And then I've got my guys in there Googling. You give us the headline. We'll check it out. When we go live at prisonplanet.tv later in the show, we'll also put the articles you mentioned up on screen. So call in. Let us know what's happening in your area on a host of issues, your intelligence reports on what the New World Order is up to, or how the people are fighting back and what successes you're having. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Now, I have all this important news here in front of me. EU closes climate loophole for in-car air conditioners, banning air conditioning. Fatties cause global warming. They want to tax you for what you eat and what you do. Expelled. No intelligence allowed. Finally had a chance to see this film. It's not even a creationist film. It's top scientists saying, who aren't even Christian, that it looks like something designed life. And it shows how they fire all the professors that even ask the question, because Darwinism's the new religion. And Mr. Stein, who's Jewish, who made the film, he found out that it was the Darwinist and the eugenicists that run everything. He came out with this last year, folks. It's right out of Endgame. We know they had to see Endgame. But the issue here is, it's like a remake of Endgame. I want to get this gentleman on the show. The ADL came out and attacked him, basically saying it's anti-Semitic to expose the eugenics operation. See, there's a whole other level to this. You expose the Nazis, boom, ADL attacks. So I'm going to talk about that. You expose the real Nazis. Now, if it's some 21-year-old speedhead with a machine gun that, they're, quote, busting, well, then the ADL's all over it. Also, you've got this American journalist held in Iran, 8-year prison sentence, and the media's hyping it all up, saying, how dare them not give her a proper trial. The globalists don't even give people trials under the Military Commissions Act. And they have torture being admissible in military tribunals, and then the tribunal finds you not guilty, the president or his designate could order you secretly held and executed. So I wanted to go into that hypocrisy and tie it into Representative Harman with the AIPAC situation with all these foreign spies from Israel. So it's getting really, really serious. We'll be breaking that down today. And National Level Exercise 2009, we mentioned this yesterday. Burma's covered it Monday. I'm kind of behind on this, but Kurt Nemo and Paul Watson have done articles up on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com on this subject. Kurt did a great story last night. National-level exercise with foreign troops practicing, surveilling, and policing the American people. You can't make this type of stuff up. We'll go over that today as well. Also, a shot in the dark, looking back on the swine flu epidemic caused by vaccines out of the Washington Post, and how that dovetails with a new article out of Reuters. U.S. officials track new flu strain, similar to bird flu, but coming out of pigs in California and Texas and other places. Yes. And then we've got police find Freddie Mac's CEO dead in his home. Stay with us.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You are a rebel, admit it. You refuse to read the directions when assembling a new item. You won't ask for directions when you're lost. Once in a while, you drive in the carpool lane with only you in the car. Your neighbors call you a crackpot. And you can count your real friends on one hand. Well, join the club. Einstein failed math, quit school, and his rebel ideas led to some of the world's most amazing discoveries. Edison rebelled against the dark, failed over 1,000 times, then invented the light bulb. George Washington rebelled against an entire country and led the creation of a new one. Now, Alex Jones is working to save that very country. So go ahead, be a rebel. Put in a food supply from eFoodsDirect.com. Everyone will realize you were not a nutcase after all. eFoodsDirect.com. If you're going to pick something to stand for, be sure you have enough food to keep on standing. 800-409-5633. eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Wednesday edition. I'm going to have wide open phones throughout the entire broadcast today. Just a ton of important news and information to cover. Let me go over some more of it that we're going to be going over here in the second segment. Then I'm going to your phone calls immediately. Police found Freddie Mac CFO dead by hanging. That's kind of like when they had the Enron situation, the Arthur Anderson accountants would be found weeks later dead, shot in the head in their cars. Or Ken Lay, right when he got convicted, was going to go to sentencing, dies. Or down in Houston, they would, witnesses, you know, would see people running down the street in their underwear being chased, and they'd be found dead. Or they'd be found dead in their cars. I mean, they just were slaughtering them, hunting them down, killing them to keep their mouths shut. They convict you, then they kill you. They're patsies or front men. We're talking about trillions of dollars here being stolen from the people. Oh, no, elites don't do that. They never assassinate or kill anybody. The government only loves you and cares about you. I mean, yeah, they take foster kids and test drugs and pesticides on them until they die, but they don't kill their own CEOs or people. And the D.C. madam told me that she would never commit suicide, then told her apartment manager, condo manager, that she was being followed and thought they might kill her. But then she hung herself in a shed at mommy's house, and where she'd put money down for years going to prison to keep her condo and was giving her mother all these important documents and planning to write a tell-all book, but again, she hung herself. Uh-huh. Of course, and JFK, I'm surprised they just say he wasn't even assassinated. I'm surprised they don't say he fell and hit his head. Remember Benazir Bhutto? They said, oh, she hit her head in a motorcade. Then footage came out of her being machine gunned. And the U.S. News said, no, she still hit her head. Of course, all over the world, it was a laughingstock. And they said, look at those Americans. They'll believe anything. But, hey, here's a new one. Police found Freddie Mac, CFO, chief financial officer, dead by hanging. That was the big Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, big government money laundering operation for drug money and everything else. Law enforcement sources say David Killerman, acting chief financial officer of mortgage company Freddie Mac, was found hanging in the basement of his Reston, Virginia home, dead of an apparent suicide early this morning. The death was an active investigation, and there was no signs of foul play. You always got to love when they got the wife and the cops within minutes of it coming out going, this was not foul play. Kind of like in that intern, the young intern that died in Congressman Joe Scarborough's office down in Florida. Within minutes of her being found, Scarborough and everybody comes out in press conferences and says, oh, she had a lot of health problems, and she was very unhappy. And then it turned out none of that was true. But they said, it was not foul play. I'm dead in the office. I'm sure that's true, too. I understand. Just if I ever die, it isn't suicide, folks. I want that on record. Or if I'm ever shot in the back of the head several times, like Gary Webb, you know, with his CIA drug dealing story. He moved. He said, yeah, they keep breaking in my house. I came home. They were scaling down the back porch, down to the ground, and running off. And then we reported that after they killed him. And the media spun it. His house was one story. They couldn't be scaling down from the top story. See how they did a straw man? No, we said before he moved, they were in his house. See how they play those games? And then they had, quote, family friends come out that it turned out weren't family friends. That Webb had actually criticized the newspapers as quacks, going, I'm his good friend. It's quite normal to shoot yourself twice in the head. If I get shot twice in the head, please don't have family friends popping up going, oh, yeah, he told me he was going to do it. Same thing, some guy that the D.C. madam, Deborah Jean Palfrey, had never met, and he had no recording, pops up and goes, yeah, she said she was going to commit suicide to me. The death was an active investigation, and there were no signs of foul play, Fairfax County police officer Sandra Ruck said. Local police said they called to Killerman's home at 4:48 a.m., but would not say who'd placed the call to 911. Killerman, 41, a 16-year-old veteran of Freddie Mac, had been the company's CFO since September after a government takeover of the company following the housing crisis. Oh. Freddie Mac had been criticized for reckless business practices that some argued contributed to the housing and financial crisis. The company is controlled by the government, and who owns or guarantees about 13 million home loans. Yeah, and they spent $12.8 trillion, which is more than all the mortgages in the U.S., more than all the car loans in the U.S., more than all the credit card, all of them. You can pay them all off for that, but they're not. None of it gets paid off, and then the people that actually work and pay taxes, you will pay for it. Killerman was named acting chief financial officer in September 2008 after the resignation of Anthony Buddy Pizzell, who stepped down after the government takeover. And now they've got Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, former heads, running the bank takeover. So they're good little creatures. They follow orders. And if they don't, they die. These guys are just, but they've got clean cut and they wear cufflinks and suits. They're not doing anything wrong. I mean, look at the Nazis. They wore suits. Look at the communists. They wear suits. I mean, look at Ted Bundy. He wore suits. One thing more trustworthy is John Wayne Gacy is a clown. Then you know they're really trustworthy. You know, my little kids, when they were really little, every time they see a clown, they start crying. Other stuff didn't scare him, but a clown would. That's good instincts. It's like George Norrie says. He doesn't like clowns. I don't like clowns either. So he's dead. Look at this out of Reuters. We told you about this years ago. People giggled and snickered. I mean, it's mainstream information. People just don't want to believe it. Robot killers. Killer robots. A revolution in warfare. And why is that important? Because then the globalists can order their drones, their robots, all pre-programmed to go out and do their bidding. And it won't matter if the troops refuse to fire on Americans. They are trying to convert a third of the ground force by 2011 to robots. And half of the Air Force by 2010, that's next year. You can pull these numbers up. And by 2014, the entire fighter, you know, all the new fighters coming out will be drone. And then we'll get into NLE 09. FEMA makes preparations for martial law to the next level. Government hikes top income tax rate over 50%. In England, if you count all the taxes together, they pay about 80%. France is about 87%. And now, I guess it'll be 85% or so in England, because they just hiked it up. So, and of course, then they have all these, quote, deductions. It's 50% if you can get all the deductions, but then they don't allow most of those, so it's actually over 50. And the same thing's coming here. We're going into banker bondage, as the OECD and Ex-Im Bank say they want. That's the global government. And they say they want over an 80% tax rate worldwide. Hope you enjoy it. And I'm getting all these calls. People are saying, Alex, you're right. A bunch of other news, but I'll get to it later. I want to go to calls now. Alex, Barack Obama's on TV. He's announcing they're not going to prosecute the torturers and that they're going to protect him. And that gets rid of the Nuremberg principle of, you know, they're telling the government, commit crimes and we'll protect you. Absolutely. Just following orders cuts it. Hitler was right, according to them. And he's announcing that, don't worry, you're losing your job. They've got a new job, a part of AmeriCorps, and part of this GIVE Act he just signed. And that's it. You'll have to join the military or local tattletale force because there's no other jobs. And then they're moving in with H.R. 1444 that makes it compulsory. And they had it in the GIVE Act before, but we barely got it stripped out. It's happening! It's all happening. It happened in Germany. It happened in China. It happened in hundreds of other countries. It's happening here now. They're coming. They're parasites. They're criminals. They're scum. They own both parties. They're not playing games. They don't care if 90%+ of you don't want open borders and 98% of you don't want banker bailouts. They don't care. They don't care if Congress has a 9% approval rating. They have machine guns. They have predator drones. They are thug tyrants. And only by saying no and not going along with any of it and discrediting the criminal government can we stop it. Jonathan in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, hey, Alex. Hey,
hey.
I called you yesterday, and we talked yesterday about the vaccinations. About the girl there in Austin that had passed
That's
away.
Right. We got the Statesman article, a little track star, 15 years old.
Right,
they forced
her
to take
right.
shots at school, and she died a few months later. Yeah.
Yeah, well, what I was calling about last night, I turned on the TV last night, and guess who was on the TV, man? They had commercials running the Gardasil vaccination.
Uh-huh. Of course.
They had commercials on how good it is to take the vaccinations and, why you should take it, and there's nothing, I ain't gonna say it was wrong with it, but they did, mention a couple of things about side effects, but they were really pushing the vaccinations last night, and it was on Fox Channel, I think I was watching American Idol when it came on, so I just wanted to call in and
that's their exact target. They want just the happy, sweet people watching American Idol that think the government loves them and everything's fine. Those that don't know, they are literally under attack by the eugenicist.
Yes.
But, I mean, enough of their neighbors die, they're going to start waking up. So
I just wanted to call in and tell you about that, and I also want to say thank you for giving me time yesterday to pay homage to Haley. So I just want to say thank you.
Hey, thank you, sir. I hate having to talk about these subjects. It's very painful to me. I mean, it's pretty wild to know all this is going on. I mean, it's real, folks, but it's so horrifying. Can we get the people to admit there really are monsters, but it's our own species, and they're in control, engaging in predator activity against us.
If you have over $10,000 in credit card debt, you need to hear this. Have you been watching the banks getting their bailout money and wondering where your relief is? The answer you're looking for is the Bailout Group. The Bailout Group has settled over $100 million in credit card debt for people just like you. The Bailout Group can help cut your debt by up to 60% of its original value, removing those high interest fees and rolling everything into one low monthly payment. And the best part? All GCN listeners qualify for a free 5-minute debt relief consultation. This is the system that credit card companies don't want you to know about. This is a fast, proven, and legal process for your credit card debt concerns. Call the Bailout Group now at 800-324-6554. That's 800-324-6554. Debt relief experts are standing by. You have nothing to lose except your credit card debt. Call 800-324-6554. 800-324-6554 today.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, April 22, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $889.90. 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $915.86, $457.93 for the half ounce, and $228.96 for a quarter ounce. That's $915.86, $457.93, and $228.96.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes and servicing debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious-tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Go back over what happened with the swine flu epidemic in the 1970s. They just came out and said, oh, there's a deadly threat of the 1918 flu breaking back out. Turned out it was false. People took the shot and thousands died. And you tell adults about this today, they go, hey, remember the swine flu vaccine killing a bunch of people? They go, doesn't exist. Shut up, liar. And they take the shot and have convulsions and fall over and die. And you go, but I warned you. And they just go, shut up. I want the shot. I want cancer. And so we'll be covering that later and tying it into U.S. officials track new flu strain. Okay, let's go ahead and talk to Ray in Pennsylvania. You're on the air, Ray.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hi, Alex. I appreciate your work. In regards to these persistent contrails that we see all the time, I was wondering if you thought that maybe one of the reasons why it's happening is that maybe they're trying to bring on the next ice age. It seems we're in a cooling trend, and, you know, what better way to kill off a whole lot of us than to, you know, bring on the next ice age?
But the science shows that the type of aerosol spraying they're engaging in, the ultraviolet goes through and then bounces back up and it traps more heat. I know that they've done studies with volcanoes actually putting particulate into the air that cool the planet, but a lot of the scientists and climatologists say that the type of chemtrail aerosol programs that are going on, the government now admits they've, quote, been testing on a massive scale. It's kind of like testing hanging someone in the gallows, but it breaks their neck. Kind of like 9/11 was a test drill, as, you know, as the cover story they used. They were running drills that day, but you notice it was people died. But regardless, they are terraforming the planet while saying carbon dioxide is deadly poison and that they have to restrict people's freedoms to protect everyone from the carbon dioxide they're listing now as a carcinogen. I mean, it's just ridiculous. It's like if you use the scientific name for salt. They've done studies where you can go into a crowd and 90%+ of the people believe, you know, if you say the scientific name of salt, they say, oh, my gosh, we need to ban it. Or if you say the scientific name of water, most people will say, yes, we need to ban that. And it just shows their complete ignorance.
That's about all I had. Thanks. Appreciate it. Bye.
Hey, thank you, sir. It's a great point. I mean, regardless, they're terraforming the planet while telling us that they're worried about carbon dioxide making the seas rise. And the sun just went into one of its weakest cycles ever recorded, and so now the entire solar system is cooling. And these are just absolute, incontrovertible facts, and they don't care. They're launching total control of society through the control of carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases, which will just shut down all human activity. In fact, folks, during the break, guys, will you print me the encyclopedia definition of water and the encyclopedia definition of salt? I want to come back and read their scientific names of salt and water. And then, folks, print this off yourself and then take it to your work and say, hey, guys, you know, say when you're in the break room eating lunch, say, hey, should we ban this? I've got a petition I want you to sign to ban this this thing that's in the water supply. Don't even say it's bad. And they'll say, okay, I'll sign, and then read them the definition and say, so you want to ban water or you want to ban salt? But a lot of them don't want to admit they've been conned. They'll go ahead and say, yeah, I want to ban water. And now they're saying water footprint's bad. They're now, you can Google that, mainstream news saying we got to restrict water. It's deadly. So, see, I shouldn't joke about this stuff. It may be giving them ideas. Scott in Tennessee. Scott, you're on the air.
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
I'm reading out the Declaration of Independence, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government laying its foundation on such principles and recognizing its powers in such form as them most likely, effectively, safely, and happiness. My point is, I was out talking at the Kingsport Tea Party to David Davis, and I was asking him, you know, how close are we to reclaiming the state's sovereignty? He says we're still a good ways off. I'm just wondering what you think, because I'm going to be talking to George on this. What can we do in each state to get closer to, you know, to have accomplishing in this?
All right, stay there. We'll go right back to you. Then I'm going to break down bioweapon releases through flu vaccines. And, folks, when they release the bird flu, which is probably going to happen, if you take the vaccine, look out. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock, and what I'm about to tell you is true. My real Social Security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, every member is covered by our $1 million total service guarantee.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credit, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens, and if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million total service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-605-4229 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-605-4229. That's 1-800-605-4229. Again, 1-800-605-4229.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement, a personality cultist, who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Swine flu, the injections, the history of it, coming up here in just a few minutes. But right now, let's go back to Scott in Tennessee. Scott, go ahead and recap your question. I mean, you're basically saying, how do we get the liberty movement going? How do we redeclare the Declaration of Independence against the bankers that have seized control of the nation through NORTHCOM and have openly set up a military dictatorship? Well, I mean, I think we first have to educate the sheeple who are starting to get some idea of what's happened, because if we don't educate them first, they will believe the media when they say that anyone talking about taking our government back is a terrorist. You see, first they told the sheep, we're building this giant police state for Al-Qaeda. And now they're saying, by the way, anyone who talks about freedom's Al-Qaeda, they're now admitting what they really built it for, just with another layer of spin. And it's so asinine that if we just point out what a fraud it is, it'll blow up in their face politically. But arrest the bankers. You know, that's the answer. Arrest the New World Order heads. Take our country back. That's the way to do this, is try to use the juries and grand juries. And they're going to kill people. They're going to commit homicides. They're going to commit assassinations. But it doesn't mean they can get us all. I mean, if we all wake up to these criminals, there's nothing they can do. They need our acquiescence. That's why they stage terror attacks and pose as our saviors. They need to get the people on their side. Well, once people know their tricks, it doesn't work anymore if they try to have a police state and nobody shows up. Go ahead.
Yes, like I said, what he was saying at the Tea Party in Kingsport, here in Kingsport, Tennessee, you can actually do more good, he said, with the local offices. You can do, you know, a couple of people showing up at the local offices. Then you got 1,000 people in the, you know, in government. I mean, in Washington there. He was just saying kind of focus on that. So I'm just wondering, what can we do, all of us do, in every state to, like you said, not only wake people up. Of course, I've been telling people about InfoWars at PrisonPlanet.com. And, of course, your bomb of deception. But what can we do to really, really see, you know, because people don't, they don't grasp unless it really affects them directly. There's always, you know.
Well, Washington has heard the American people say, we don't like you, we know you're a criminal. So they said, quick, hire lots of paramilitary police to suppress the people so we can keep robbing the people. I mean, that's what tyranny is. An unpopular criminal government that then oppresses the population so they can stay in power and carry out their crimes unabated. And then they hire sadistic criminals who enjoy doing bad things and set up their own little criminal empires. And then the big boys can't punish them because that would expose their own system. And so things get worse and worse and worse. And you collapse like North Korea or Mexico or Nazi Germany.
Now,
but, I mean, are you specifically asking how to wake people up? I mean, or what are you saying?
What it is, like I said, when I was asking you, know, talking about the state sovereignty, you was talking to George on his show, and, you know, we could focus on the states. So how do we focus on it? What can we do to reclaim?
Well, I mean, I told listeners, and I know that our listeners are instrumental in what happened, to call the state legislature and tell them pass 9th and 10th Amendment resolutions, and they're on the verge of passing it, and even Rick Perry has been forced to come out and endorse it, because he knows which way the wind is blowing, so he can pose as a patriot and then try to co-opt it later. But it's happening. I mean, multiple states have passed it. Scores of other states are on the verge of passing it. But then passing it isn't enough. We have to continue to enforce it. And I appreciate your call. It's a good question. This is an ongoing battle. You know, we fought the Trans-Texas Corridor. First they came out and said, yeah, it's a North American Union, wonderful Napa superhighways. We're taking over all your major roads. It'll be international zones. You'll pay tolls on it, but it's going to be great for the economy. And we said, no, we don't want that, about 6 years ago. So they said, okay, we're not building toll roads. They don't exist. There's no foreign companies like Centra Zachary involved, and we're not doing it. People said, well, here's all your documents. You're building the roads right now and taking over existing. Okay, we are, but it's what you need. And they put up billboards everywhere with a cowboy going, I love the Trans-Texas Corridor, and had all these TV and radio ads with good old boys literally going, I love Texas pride and rodeos, and I love toll roads. It's Texas pride. So that didn't work. And the legislature passed laws saying they couldn't do it and couldn't grab existing roads to do it. And then Rick Perry came in and signed a veto and said, I don't care what you say, we're doing it. And they'd have meetings all over the state, and they'd come and lie to people, and thousands would show up and literally threaten them. And then they'd say, well, we're still doing it. And then lawsuits were filed, and it came out how criminal it was and how mafia groups were paying people off and how they were grabbing 8,000 miles of roads and how the transponders would charge you $168 to drive to Dallas from Austin and back. And so then they announced 3 months ago, okay, the Trans-Texas Corridor is completely canceled. Three paragraphs down, it said, we're continuing the entire project. We're just not naming it Trans-Texas Corridor. We're taking down the billboards. We're going to do it piece by piece. And that's just their latest trick. It's kind of like we're in a sword fight with them, and we start beating them. So they go, I give up. I give up. And they drop their sword. Please, quarter. I give up. And we start to shake their hand, and they got a dagger that comes out of their sleeve, and they're trying to stab it in our stomach, and we just caught them again. They went, I'm your friend. I know I just tried to stab you when I said quarter, you know, when I said gimme, you know, when I cried uncle, trust me, the dagger was to be, I was giving you the dagger, point first. It's a gift. And then we kind of gullibly, the American Idol crowd, as people drop dead from the Gardasil shot, you know, running the ads, they're perfect demographic. The American Idol crowd just kind of goes, okay, and thanks for the nice knife. It's a nice gift. And right as we're reaching for it, they flip it back towards point first and stab us. And, oh, I'm sorry, that was an accident. I mean, I'm the government. I'm not a bunch of criminals stealing everything. Everything's fine. Never mind, that we're beating you up at checkpoints everywhere. Never mind all the cameras everywhere. Everything's fine. Everything's fine. So, I mean, it's just ongoing. We have a giant criminal class, and Bush tripled the size of government. Obama, in 1 year, is doubling the tripling. And he spent more money than all presidents before him combined. From George W. Bush to George Washington. From George W. Bush through Bill Clinton, through all of them. Right through John Quincy Adams, right back to 1789. All of them. And he comes out and says, I'm cutting the budget in half, and there's headlines about Obama fixes the debt. I mean, just total lie, massive total lying. That's the country we live in. And meanwhile, the United Nations, the World Trade Organization, the International Bank of Settlements, the Organization of Economic Cooperative Development, the OECD, the big receivership, that's the real global government, set up after World War II for the Marshall Plan, big private corporation. They openly state they want an 80%+ tax rate. They're raising taxes worldwide, and they're bringing in the green taxes, hundreds of taxes on meat, on cars, on glass, on rubber, on timber, on food, just everything. But the control, the inspectors, the harassment, the bureaucracies. And what they do is they go, you don't want carbon dioxide to come in contact with your children, do you? They literally do this. And people go, no, no. And there's literally scores of video games, free video games at Nickelodeon Online and all, and in public schools where carbon monsters, carbon dioxide tries to kill the children. And the children are literally afraid of it. Like it's radon gas or something. They don't know that it's what plants breathe. We're all breathing in every second. But it's literally the life gas, as much as oxygen. And they are scared to death, folks. And the establishment laughs and rolls and giggles. I've been to smart growth conferences with the world elite. They had one right here in Austin in 98. And they just laugh and go, yeah, it's a scam, and start laughing right to my face. It is a big joke. They just laugh. Taxing breathing, taxing everything. A colorless or white crystalline solid, sodium chloride. You can walk up to anybody and say, do you think, hi, in fact, we're going to do this for the new Obama film. I've decided to do it. We're going to go out, and I'm going to go out on the streets of Austin. I'm going to have a clipboard, or I may have my office people do it so we don't get recognized. Most people in Austin know who I am. I'm going to send the guys out to go, hi, in front of a grocery store. Yes, we're here trying to get you to sign petitions. There's a sodium chloride in the water supply, but there's something even worse in the water supply. There's dihydrogen monoxide, and we just want to have you sign the petition for the city to do an investigation of dihydrogen monoxide in the water. And, folks, I have seen studies by universities. Penn and Teller copied this and did this. And 90%+ of people say, absolutely, ban it immediately. Well, there's a problem. Dihydrogen monoxide is water. So I don't know how you get dihydrogen monoxide out of the dihydrogen monoxide. H2O. Dihydrogen monoxide. That is the scientific name of it. And you can go up and tell them we need to ban sodium chloride, and they'll, sodium chloride? But, I mean, think of it. They're passing laws that will literally cripple what's left of our industry, which the globalists have always wanted. It wasn't enough tax incentives to move offshore. Wasn't enough. Every little factory, every business, banning space heaters, everything. Total control. Bureaucrats in your life. You think ordinances and zoning are bad now. They already banned the CFCs back in the 80s, claiming it ate holes in the ozone layer. Turns out that those naturally occur above the poles where the magnetic field of the Earth comes in. And also, there's a lot of studies showing that the thousands of nukes detonated in the upper atmosphere by Russia, the United States, France, England, China, everybody else, they would fire them up at high altitude and test them. Those blew holes in the ozone layer. But forget that. Forget the fact that they've used thousands of times all the uranium with DU all over the place at proving grounds and shooting ranges and in wars. And that's blowing around all over the world. Not a problem. Carbon dioxide that the plankton and the plants that literally runs the earth, that the oceans give off just trillions of times what humans do every day, admittedly. It's just off the charts what the oceans give off, the amount of biomass and life in there. It's deadly. And ladies and gentlemen, they are now talking about water being poisonous in British news articles, and the government's saying they want to start taxing water footprint because water's bad. And the public will buy it because they're into being schmucks and gullible. They're into being screwed. They love it. They love being suckers because once you buy into being suckered, you're given over to great delusion. They can't admit they've been suckered, so they'll buy any suckering there is. They were born to be scammed. They were born to be defrauded. They want it. He does it because he likes it. This is what he wants. This is what he gets. He wants it. He gets it. So here's Penn and Teller going out with a reporter asking people about banning water by hydrogen monoxide, and listen to them well. Here it is.
This is a petition for dihydrogen monoxide. What it is it's a chemical that is found now in reservoirs and in lakes. Pesticides, different kind of companies are using this. Styrofoam companies, nuclear companies. And now when they use it in pesticides, when we're washing our fruit and things like that, it's not coming out, which of course means that it's ended up in the grocery stores and in our baby's food and stuff like that. Causes excessive sweating, excessive urination, anything to help the environment.
These people signed. We don't know if they thought, but they signed.
There we are.
Can I get you guys to sign a petition?
What for?
For banning dihydrogen monoxide?
We are for that.
Thank you very much.
And our petition woman was getting signatures left and right. Oh, okay, mostly left. But man, there's a lot of people against that evil water.
It's everywhere, and we just really need to ban it. Two more supporters.
These passionate, informed people didn't even need to ask what dihydrogen monoxide is. They didn't even ask. Is passion supposed to replace common sense? We understand the desire to join up and do something important. It's sexy to save the world, but you got to spend a couple of minutes to find out if you're really saving the world and not just being herded around by some politically motivated who may not really care that much about the environment, but see this as some chance to raise money for whatever they think is a good idea. No end justifies the means of lying. Man, there were a lot of people who signed the petition. And we're not talking a handful of dopes. We're talking hundreds.
It causes a lot of urination, vomiting.
Yeah, I'm familiar with it.
Okay.
Even the head organizer of this rally signed the petition eagerly.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hi, will you sign my petition?
And our petition was still getting signatures.
Companies like pesticide companies, styrofoam companies, nuclear companies, all of these people use it.
Finally, we let her tip it.
Are you concerned about water?
I am, yeah.
Is water something that should be banned?
What sort of water?
Water.
Should be banned?
Yes.
No, I don't think so. I think we need to drink water, and I don't know what you mean by water should be banned.
This petition is to ban water. Dihydrogen monoxide is water. H2O.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we set these folks up, but it does show that maybe they're not so much environmentalists as they are joiners of anything.
All right, now we're going to do something similar. We're going to go out with water, salt, and oxygen. We're going to give them the scientific name for oxygen. It really sounds scary. And they're going to say Bennett, and I believe they're going to love it because they love being idiots. And see, once you've bought into this banned carbon dioxide business that they're now listed as a carcinogen and a toxic waste, they will never admit they were conned. Because these are jellyfish. These were spoiled brats that the World War II generation had who just had pampered little lives, and they love being idiots. Period. And they're rolling their daughter's sleeves up and shooting them up with Gardasil. They're dropping dead, having convulsions, and they don't care either. They won't admit that. That was a scam. Because these are cowards. And they're too afraid to admit there's a big bad monster called the New World Order carrying eugenics out against them. See, they're a lot smarter than the Nazis. See how they carry all this out? Everybody loves it, loves dying, and loves what's happening. Because it's all just part of the fun, and I'm taking care of my daughter. You shut up. I'm going to give her the injection. Look at that convulsion.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from Pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept
all right, I'm taking lots of calls today. 1-800-259-9231. I covered the deadly dihydrogen monoxide that must be banned, the deadly sodium chloride that must be banned. We're going to go out on the street, too, and like give the scientific name for nitrogen, oxygen. They're going to be, ban it, ban it. And I'll go, what about taxing it? Tax it, tax it. Yes. And then I'm going to say, so you don't want, that's oxygen. I'm going to pull up the definition. They're going to go, they'll probably go ahead and go, yes, bat it. Humans are bad. I go, but that'll kill everything. Kill it all, man. It's good. It's for the earth. I mean, it's just. No, there are top environmentalists saying cut down all the trees now to stop carbon dioxide. You guys don't believe me. Google cut down trees to stop global warming. You'll get like BBC with them seriously saying it. We've got to cut down the trees. They're with Al-Qaeda. They're evil. We are not joking, ladies and gentlemen. And what's the CFR, Richard Inhofe, saying in the paper he wrote? President of the CFR, he said it's about making humans the enemy so the state can wage war on you. What a perfect tyranny. I mean, Hitler should have tried that. We've got to kill everybody. It's for the earth. I guess he did kind of do that. They would have gone, yes, kill everyone. Kill everybody. It's for the earth. Kill. You know, only let the elite run everything. Man, I've been fired up lately. That's what happens when I'm jogging every morning. You can call it that, hobbling around at about 6 miles an hour. I'm going to get into the whole swine flu thing because it's back, coming up, a bunch of other issues. I do want to encourage listeners, ladies and gentlemen, to check out InfoWars.com, the secure online video bookstore shopping cart, because we have 10 new T-shirts we've just added in the last month, and they are awesome. Stuff like the new Come and Take It shirt. I hadn't seen a Come and Take It shirt out of Gonzales, Texas. You know, the Mexican government said, we're coming to confiscate your guns, and they said, come and take it. And that's how the war started. And they had a big shootout in Gonzales just south of here. And then Santa Ana marched up and went after what happened at the Al-Qaeda Mo. It would now be called the Al-Qaeda Mo because they were gun owners that wouldn't turn their guns in. That was all about. So was 1775, Lexington and Concord. Al-Qaeda Cord and Al-Qaeda Con. Because, again, according to all of the FEMA and government documents, guns, ammo, Second Amendment's terrorism. I mean, it's public. I keep telling you that's what they're training them for. So it is the Al-Qaeda Mo. Anything that's freedom-oriented, they call Al-Qaeda, so it's the Al-Qaeda Mo. But in Lexington and Concord's where the Revolutionary War started, so it's Al-Qaeda Cord and Lex Al-Qaeda Con. Okay, there we go. Enough silliness. The whole point is, go to InfoWars.com and check out all these new T-shirts. We've got this Live Free or Die shirt. This is one of our great designers did. She's just amazing. Janae, we really want to thank you, Janae, for all you do. You've just upped our game a million times. And she did the cover for the Obama deception, by the way. Well, there's all those T-shirts she designed up on InfoWars.com, where you can call toll-free to get a free brochure or order them. 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Or some of the T-shirts are like $11, some are $12, some $14, some $19, depending on what type of fabric and, you know, the imprints, stuff we do it on the shoulder as well, cost more. We got InfoWars.com, Tyranny Response Team ball caps. And all of the gear, the wristbands, all of it, is about striking up conversations. Believe me, you wear any of these shirts around town, the answer to 1984, 1776, you will meet like-minded people real fast. I mean, the ladies are looking for a patriot. Hey, wear this. Guys are looking for it. That's what people really wear them for, is to, you know, find like-minded people. By the way, you know, down the road, we're going to start an InfoWars dating site. I'm serious. Hey, people need to hook up with the patriots. Hey, we'll be right back. InfoWars.com. Your calls, swine flu, and a lot more.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.